Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. We also have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton. We got Barry Ziboder. We got Bubba Boy. We got Eric Douglas. We're going to talk about some writings that he has been putting out online that you can check out here, shown here in just a bit. And then Pete from Scuba Board, who hadn't been with us for a while. We got to catch up more with him. But before we get back to the squad, I got to bring Lisa on from the History of Diving Museum. She has just opened up that fine establishment down in Isla Mirada, Florida. I think, what was it? Was it Wednesday of last week, Lisa? When did you do that?
Thursday was when we reopened.
Okay, so just last Thursday, they opened up the History of Diving Museum, and now you can go back down there and experience all the cool exhibits. Now, in the downtime, due to the shutdown of the coronavirus, were you guys kind of working on upgrading things and putting in a few little things, I would imagine? I know you're always doing something new there, but well, you tell me, what was going on down there, Lisa?
So, you know, the keys closed because of the coronavirus. All of our staff stayed on. We came to work every day. We were actually busier than if we were open to the public. We totally redid a in-depth 15 years of the diving museum.
Yeah.
Great exhibit from the Bowers early collection. What has happened over the 15 years? We've got some artifacts on display that have never been out and seen by the public before. It's a really great collection and history of our 15 years, as well as some really unique items. So we put hundreds of hours into research and designing it and putting it up, and we got it opened and ready to go when the keys opened up again to visitors.
Excellent. Divingmuseum.com is the website you can go to and find out divingmuseum.org is the website to go to and find out what programs they have coming up. And actually, next weekend, you're doing something. Is this actually in conjunction with Father's Day, or what are you doing this week?
Yeah. So usually in June, over Father's Day weekend, we celebrate pioneering fathers. So Jacques Cousteau, Hans Haas, some of those early divers, Art McKee, the father of modern treasure diving, even Jules Verne, because he's considered the father of science fiction with his work that he did on 20,000 Leagues, mm-hmm. which, of course, is one of our most popular exhibits.
Yeah, it is an impressive display. They got a lot of the Disney stuff from the movie there, a lot of cool stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got special scavenger hunts. We've got a recorded presentation, so people come in, they're going to see some highlights of our 15-year anniversary, and then they're going to go on a pioneering Father's Day scavenger hunt through the exhibits. And, of course, everything is very group social distancing. We're very safe about the protocols and how many people we have in at one time. And,
right.
It's something that you can come with a family and really feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine, you know, the way they have it laid out, it's almost like, it is. It's an attraction. So you walk through this museum and they have lanes of all these exhibits and stuff. So you just kind of keep space between the folks that are checking it out and you'd be fine. CJ?
Lisa, did you get the package that Greg sent you yet?
Uh-oh.
of the he sent a pack. He generously donated his early scuba radio Speedo.
No, that's not accurate.
Sorry. We didn't get that. Darn.
Well, might have gotten stolen.
Lisa, if you didn't figure it out already, CJ is known in the industry as a liar.
You said you sent them some stuff for the museum.
Yeah, you're making stuff up.
Oh, it was the hair dye.
That's the booze talking, Lisa. Just ignore him. Anyway, look, it's great. So, you know, actually, you're doing one of your seminars, I believe, this week, too, are you? Like on Wednesday night?
Wednesday, you know, ever since 2005, when we opened on the third Wednesday of the month, we've done an Immerse Yourself presentation. And the last couple ones have been virtual. They're by Zoom. We've had a great turnout. It actually has worked out better for our members because we have people from all over the world that can tap into the Zoom presentation. Yeah. And, you know, everybody knows Ken Niedermeyer. He's known for, you know, all the work that he does restoring the corals. He recently he retired from Coral Restoration Foundation. Now he's with his Reef Renewal, and he's going to be talking about some of the international missions that they're doing to plant coral, as well as what they're doing in the Florida Keys. So nice. I think, you know, with June and Oceans Day, and you know, the environment is on everybody's radar, so we thought that would be a good time to bring Ken in.
Yeah, and he's like the original coral gardener. How about that?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, it's impressive stuff that he's done. So that'll be great. And that's open. Is that open to everybody, or do you have to be a member of the diving museum to actually participate?
Well, our members get first. Actually, everybody is. It's open to the public. It's open to everybody. We value our members, so we usually give them an email first to let them sign up for it, and then the following day is when we announce it to everybody else with our codes and things. Because with the Zoom platform, you can only have 100 people on.
Right. So
the benefit, if they were a member and they were coming to the museum, they could reserve a seat.
So okay. This is a little different.
Seat, and then, you know, we open it up to the public after that.
Right. So, well, excellent. Great stuff. And yeah, I mean, you need to go down and see this thing firsthand down in Isla Mirada. And once again, it's divingmuseum.org has all the information on getting tickets, becoming a member, checking out Ken's presentation Wednesday night or one of the future ones. And it's real easy to become a member online, too. But once you go down there and you see what they have exhibited down there at the History of Diving Museum, it is impressive. A display of stuff, and the ultimate thing to do as a diver on your surface interval when you're down there diving in the Keys. And are you seeing a lot of activity in that regard, Lisa? Are the divers back? I mean, I know you had pretty good weather this morning, I heard.
We did. I was actually out on the water this morning. So it's a good thing your radio program is in this afternoon.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Visitors are back to the Keys. Absolutely. The boats are all doing, you know, CDC protocols and taking people out in safe measures and, you know, tweaking things as they need to.
Yeah.
But we have people down here. And, you know, and I got to give a shout out to the Tourism Development Council because they really have done a good job telling people when we're open, when we're closed, when we have events like the Dive Into History events and keeping people informed.
Yeah, well, and once again, you know, we're looking for places to go right now because, you know, a lot of places are not accessible, but the Florida Keys are. So get on down there, do some diving with one of many fine dive operators. They've been waiting for you, and they've been ready to welcome all the divers they can. And then, you know, like you said, on your surface interval, spend some time at the History of Diving Museum. You'll thank me for it. And if you can't get down there in the meantime, check them out, divingmuseum.org. Sign up and then plan accordingly for your next visit down to the Keys and put that on the agenda. Lisa, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Glad to hear things are turning. Well, it's good to get some good news, especially after we've been talking today about the cancellation of the DEMA show. So, you know, when you focus on this, it's like we can go down there and do some diving. I'm feeling better already. You brighten my day, Lisa, okay?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Keys opened on Monday, and it still took us a couple days to get the exhibits cleaned and marked and everything ready for them. Mm-hmm. But from the day that it opened, we got calls asking, are you open? What are your hours? And we're open daily, 10 to 5.
10 to 5,
so,
okay.
People were, you know, waiting and knocking at the door to get down again. So
there's a lot of pent-up demand for diving and just things loosely connected to it. Like the History of Diving Museum. Great stuff. Lisa, thank you. Have a great day. And we'll see you hopefully in person down there soon. We hope to get down there and do some diving ourselves and schedule our next visit down to the Keys. Well, it won't happen soon enough, that's for sure.
I need to get down there. It's way better than Barry's House of Buggery.
You know, anything's better than that.
And he started polishing helmets.
He did. Is that not at the museum, though? I don't think.
No.
No, they have their own polisher there. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh, hey, Dinesh.
Why are you here? Where's AJ?
Oh, AJ can't come. You wanted him to become certified scuba before the trip, right?
Yeah, so we could scuba, Gabe.
Well, he finished all his check dives last night, but you have to wait 24 hours before you fly, so we decided to trade places.
For the day?
No, for all of it.
Why?
Because it'd be easier?
No.
Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea. Look around, what do you see? I see a jellyfish swimming near me. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I apologize for that. CJ is in the studio with me, and then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. That includes Barry the Bugger, that includes Catmull DeMartini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
I am back.
Oh yeah, he doesn't.
He is back.
He sounds normal. What happened? Did you finally figure out what was wrong with your microphone, Casey?
Barry actually walked me through the
it was in the
check all systems, and it was a bad cord.
Ah.
Always is.
CJ had said that he needs to understand this microphone is not a suppository. It doesn't work that way. Because that's kind of what it sounds like.
Tempting as that may be.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, too.
That's not what CJ told me to do with the microphone.
Well, that's what he thought you had done with
it. I just want to know why he keeps holding it up to his mouth.
Yeah. Well, so he can speak into it, you mean? Or
look, Jerry, it works. If it works, that's what's happening.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back to normal, Casey. So we also got Pete from Scuba Board. We're going to get with him in just a bit. Bubble Boy is rambling and showing weird things behind him in his virtual background on Facebook Live.
I saw old Greg.
You saw old Greg?
I saw old Greg once.
All right. Well, that's
old Greg.
You only see that on Facebook Live, and we apologize for that.
There it is.
Jerry, what? Go.
You know, we have a shark problem, you know, in this world. People killing sharks for no reason.
Yeah.
You got Barry, the shark-killing boater up there, eating them.
All right, what the heck, what is he talking about, CJ?
I'm eating my baby. I'm eating my baby shark cereal.
That's you got baby shark cereal.
Baby shark cereal.
Okay,
he's eating the sharks, Greg.
That actually looks pretty good.
It's good. Bubble Boy says it's good.
I'd like to have a bowl of that,
and it's good for you. It's only like 85-90% sugar.
Yeah,
and then the 5% oats.
Enjoy your crash.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You look like a beach whale.
We did learn something, though.
Does it have marshmallow sharks?
Does it?
It has little white marshmallow teeth in it, but they're not shaped as teeth. I guess they thought they would scare the kids.
Okay.
So little round things.
CJ and I are in the studio. We're going to focus on Freediver beer. I saw that in the grocery store this week. Yeah, CJ had sent me a picture. Hey, man, look what I saw. And it's a diving-themed, another diving-themed beer. I think they're brewed out of Tampa area. Oh, hell no. It's like $12.
I almost picked up a case for you, but I didn't know if you'd like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is brewed out of Tampa, and it's great beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Casey's had it.
What kind of beer is it, Casey?
It's beer?
Just you mean what kind of beer?
Like, cold? Is it an ale? Is it a
lightly
wheat
hoppy?
It's hoppy, okay. Well, Walt, have you had it? Walt DeMartini checked in from the Gomez Hilton. Is it on tap there at the Gomez Hilton? Free diver beer?
No free. I've had diver beer yesterday. I did not care for it. They just put it in at Kelly's because there's two or three other beers you can't buy right now.
So
they replaced it with the diver. Oh, it's called Diver Down.
Right. Yeah. Well, we talked about that about a year or two ago. And they're out of Lakeland. It's brewed out of Lakeland. And it's a real dark, heavy beer.
Exactly.
Which I did. It was kind of confusing to me. But they told me, the brewery there said that, well, the guys who came up with this concoction, this formula or recipe, were northern, up north, cold water divers. So they liked dark beers and things like that. Now, this Freediver beer out of Tampa, I mean, that's not a dark beer, is it, Casey? You've had it? Or what? Casey,
I think it's actually considered an amber beer.
Okay.
So it's not like a Coors Light or anything.
Right. But it's like a Killens or something, or Amber Bock, something like
so
that.
So it's already gone through the bladder once.
Okay. That way to sell it there, Barry.
Stick to the house of buggery.
Keep eating your baby shark cereal and shut up.
Yeah, that's why you're eating baby shark instead of drinking like the rest of us grown-ups.
That's right. All right, let's talk to someone who has a clue. Eric Douglas has been patiently standing by, and I wanted to get him on today because, you know, we actually missed him the last couple of weeks, and he's been putting out these short stories of his character, Mike Scott, and the final one was released yesterday. Is that right, Eric?
That is correct. Not stories, chapters within a story.
Okay. Yeah. So a little teaser.
One story, but yeah. Each chapter built on it each week, and the final chapter came out yesterday. So if you've been waiting, didn't want to read it until the whole thing was available to read, then now you can. Now you can go and read the whole thing.
Right. I got some reading to do because I'm behind. I read.
You read the first chapter, right?
I did. I read the first one, and then I spaced it, and you know, I have Eric to remind me, and we've missed each other the last few weeks. He's been doing some other things, and we've been just trying to hold things together here, and I keep forgetting to get them on. And then when I'd see him, I go, oh, yeah, I got to read your story. I haven't done it yet, you know, so I'm going to go back. And it's on booksbyeric.com and scuba diving, right?
The story itself lives on scubadiving.com, okay. But you can get the link to it directly off of my website, which is booksbyeric.com.
Right. Will the experience of reading it be better if you're, like, hopped up on free diver beer, you think?
You know, everything, I think, would be better hopped up on free diver beer or your alcohol of choice, shall we say.
Okay, he's not going to discriminate.
I've never tried free diver beer. I'm intrigued.
Right.
I'll be happy to try it. I actually went to a whiskey tasting just a couple days ago. So, yeah. You know, I'm open-minded about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, liquor is quicker. So, hey, why not? You know, whatever works for you. Exactly. But I love the idea of the free diver beer. Like I said, I thought that diver down beer was going to be a big hit, but it didn't really catch on because, or at least, I mean, you're seeing it pop up around a little bit. I mean, they've done fine with it. Don't get me wrong. But when it, you know, we're in Florida and they came out with it, I think it was like 2 years ago around Bug Fest, around lobster season in July. So as hot as hell as it is in Florida. And that's not the ideal time for a dark beer.
It's worth, I just looked up the free dive beer, and it's an IPA.
It's an IPA, okay. Which means there's an I, a P, and an A in it.
India Pale Ale is
right.
What it
that's what
for.
I said.
IPA.
IP Amber.
Thank God we got an author to set us straight.
It means it has more alcohol in it.
Oh, okay. Well, you need
at least it's not an IPY.
Right. Okay.
Has more hops.
It's been the longest surface interval in history. Can we break it soon?
Okay. Let's see what we can do. We'll talk about that next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio. Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web. That includes Barry the Bugger, Captain Walt DeMartini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Bubble Boy, Eric Douglas, and last but not least, right now, we have Pete from Scuba Board with us as well, who's been missing in action for a few weeks. So I'm glad we got him back. He's kicking back, as you see on Facebook Live, on a nice island. It looks like in the Caribbean, palm trees, you know, blowing in the wind. I mean, you look like you've been living large, Pete. Is that why we haven't seen you or heard from you lately?
I am large, so I have to live large.
Okay, there's that.
I will probably die large when that time comes.
All right.
It's just been great. Living here in cave country, I'm going cave diving whenever I can.
Yeah.
Diving with good people, you know, maintaining social distance, not too far because you want to stay close to your buddy.
Right.
We're getting ready to celebrate our 20th scuba board anniversary next week. It's been 20 years.
Congratulations.
Since we were online. And, you know, that's the one thing this COVID virus has done for us is that we're seeing a lot of old faces again. I'm sure you are, too. Because people, when they can't go diving, they got to find another way to express themselves.
True. You know, so, I'll tell you, you know, the numbers of divers listening and watching Scuba Radio now on Facebook Live, we've been kind of pouring some.
They've tripled to like 9 at least.
Yeah. At least.
Very impressive.
No, actually, in all seriousness, the numbers are quite impressive right now. I'm not sure if it's because of the quality entertainment we've been delivering week in and week out, or it's the fact that divers have nothing better to do.
So they're started gathering in anticipation of that happening
soon.
Well,
you know,
maybe.
Places like here, places like Scuba Board, if they want to know if Cayman is open now, they can pop on the Scuba Board and find out. They can
answer,
find out when and all that stuff.
That's right.
Every week.
That's true. You get online, you find the answer. We know the answer. We may actually share that next. I'll go over this map of who's opening when next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This Mermaid Cat.
What are you doing here?
You can check me out at mermaidcat.com.
Holy moly!
In the meantime, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's some language you got there.
Now here's a guy. If he was a merman...
But why would you even say that?
I might let him penetrate the mucous membrane of my mermaid hair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greg, the dive master.
Yes, master.
Now get away from me, you sick bastard.
You are one sick bastard. You know that, but I like your style.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment, I think, isn't it?
Did you just get hit on by Peter Griffin?
No, I don't. I don't think that was. What would we consider
There you go.
No,
there you go.
I don't think he was hitting on anybody. I think it was more of a pleasantry, just shared between friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And that was Jerry the Diver Guy.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, okay, and has Bubble Boy. Scuba Radio Happy Hour obviously continues. Bubble Boy is hammered, as I can see. And what is that behind him now? What is
That's the Orson Welles wine commercial.
Okay.
The fridge. Selling wine before selling.
Okay. All right, Barry the Bugger though is waving at us, and he has an oxygen tank, and he has a question.
I have a question.
Okay, yeah. You have a question. What is your question? How much booze can you fit in this?
This tank was given to me, and I like to get it, I guess, hydroed and refilled. Yeah. What are the rules as far as this is concerned?
Get it hydroed and vipped.
No, sir. I mean, but I took a Dan Oxygen course years ago.
Right.
Do you have to have a Dan Oxygen card in order to do it? What do you have to do?
First of all, what are you wanting to do?
Yeah, what do you want to put
fill
in
it? Back up with oxygen.
Go on scuba board and pose your question.
Hold on. Wait. First of all, why do you want to fill it with oxygen? What are you going to use it for?
Well, I could keep it on my boat when I take people diving.
So you're going to use it as an O2 kit?
It could be.
Nasal cannula. Okay.
If you're going to put oxygen in it, yeah, you're going to have to get it specially certified again.
The first question is the VIP out of date? And is the second question, what's is the IP? Hydro?
The
hydro is out of date.
Hold on. Wait. First, is the VIP out of date or IP?
Oh, VIP.
Okay, so which stands for visual inspection.
And being the second is a hydro.
It needs to be hydroed. I said that.
Okay. All right. So you have to get it hydroed, mm-hmm. get a new VIP, and get it oxygen cleaned.
Well, okay. In what order, though? Don't you have to get it oxygen cleaned?
Well, you
got to
get it all, no matter what.
No, don't get it oxygen cleaned first. Have it hydroed first.
No, it has to be, it has to be tested hydroed first.
Yeah.
Then have it.
Fill it with pure nitrous oxide.
However, I think Barry's real question is, what does he have to do after all that's done? Does he need a card? And Barry, that depends on the shop. You have it filled at. Some shops are going to want to see a deco, extended deco card so that you can get the oxygen. Some are going to want to see a Dan O2 card or something similar so you can get it. Some say, you want oxygen? Here's oxygen. And they give you oxygen. So, you have to call the shop you want it filled at and ask them what they want from you to have it done.
All right.
Another question would be the purity of the oxygen gas given. There's a difference between oxygen for welding and oxygen for breathing.
There's three types. Well, there's a sticker on this that said 80, so I would say this was 80% at one point.
I just figured out what Barry's going to use that oxygen tank for.
Yeah,
he's trying to give us a signal.
100%, make sure you take that sticker off, put on a 20-foot only sticker in case someone uses it for deco gas.
Well, he's talking about using this.
It says for decompression use only.
But if you are filling it with 100%, the 100% has a much higher level than the 80%.
Yeah, well, I realize that.
It has a higher level at which it becomes toxic. You can only breathe 100%, at 20 feet or higher. You can't go deeper than 20 feet.
Yeah, I understand. 100%
or less. So make sure you have it accurately labeled as to what you have in there.
But Barry, have you decided, you just said you're going to use it as an oxygen kit possibly on your boat. Is that what you're going to do? Or you're not a decode diver anyway.
No, I'm not going to use this to breathe off of, but the point is that I would have something on the boat. If someone came up and had an issue,
right,
and we had to put them back in the water and let them breathe from this thing at 10 feet, you know,
well, no, you wouldn't do that. Don't do that.
No,
you'd use it. You'd leave them on the boat and you'd have them.
And then just have them breathe off this
100% oxygen, like an oxygen.
That's fine. And you won't, for that, you have to have medical grade
oxygen.
Yeah. CJ.
I know what he's doing.
What is he doing?
He's getting Richard Dreyfuss on his boat and he's going looking for great whites.
Well, oh, really? That's what
he was
saying.
Eating the shark cereal. He was trying to tell us. He was trying to send a message.
Subliminal message.
I've decoded.
Right. Okay.
From the House of Buggery.
You have an oxygen cylinder, there's no dive police telling you how you can and cannot use it. So you have to use your own discretion. You have to use good sense. But the one thing you want to make sure is that it's accurately labeled. If it's not accurately labeled, then people can get hurt because they'll see it and they say, hey, I can go diving with this. He may have someone on the boat who has the certification to use it as a decode gas. I would be one of those people. And if I go diving with it thinking it's 80% and I go deeper than that 20 foot to breathe off it, then I'm in trouble. Of course, I would test it before I went diving with it.
By the way, why does Pete from Scuba Board look like he's like treading water on the surface?
It's quicksand. He's in quicksand.
On the Facebook Live, I'm looking over at you, Pete. You look like you're drowning, like you just got your nose above the waterline. Hey, guys.
Jerry, throw him a rope.
Yeah. Like, man overboard.
He's on Gilligan's Island is where he is.
I'm going to push his head on down.
Yeah, get Betty White off your lap.
Other things that amuse us. Yeah. Well, anyway, you got to figure out who gave you the tank, by the way. Just some guy had this
friend of mine. No, a friend of mine. He was on the Miami police dive team.
Yeah.
And when he moved away, he handed it to me, said, here. And there's still oxygen in there.
There is. You've checked it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. He says, stick this where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. Don't be careful with that stuff when you get, stuff very flammable, right?
No, oxygen is not flammable, but the other stuff around it can be.
Okay.
Oxygen itself doesn't burn.
Yes. Case.
It just makes it burn.
Wait, I hear Captain Walt DeMartini has a comment. Go ahead, Walt. What?
Greg, isn't aviation oxygen the same?
As medical or the same type of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, you can go up at a certain height. You know, airplanes are required to have oxygen available.
What do you think, Walt? You think Greg has some kind of airplane show or something?
God. Yeah, if only I did.
Plane radio.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah.
Yeah, not fancy planes with oxygen.
Ask him something easy.
Something simple.
This isn't Stump Greg.
Nobody's here for
an ambush.
If I have no use for this bottle, would anyone be interested in it that could use it?
I could use it and beat you with a bloody pulp. By you that way.
Hollow it out and put guitar effects in it.
I will take it in a heartbeat.
You could turn it into turn it into a wind chime. Have you ever seen that with the dive tanks? The old dive tanks.
Yeah, bong. Pretty
cool.
Give it to the History of Diving Museum and said this used to belong to Barry the Bugger.
And they throw it away promptly. Along with all the other Scuba Radio stuff.
I'm really surprised.
Why does CJ sound like Droopy when he does that?
I don't know.
Droopy.
Barry the Bugger. Like Droopy
now that you mention it.
You know what? I'm happy.
Okay.
I still don't know what happened to your Speedos that you shipped down there.
Well, you know, I had to create
washed them. Please tell me you washed them.
Well, I repurposed them as a mask, you know, so
they made them into an eye patch.
But I'm
so anyway, Pete from Scuba Board, how are people on Scuba Board talking about this whole situation? Are they just rambling like crazy? Are you seeing a lot of activity? I've said with the listeners.
You have to realize a lot of trips have been canceled.
Right.
And every dive op has a different policy for how they handle a canceled trip. Some of them are saying you can rebook it next year. Some are saying, you know, Tuffy Kaboombas. Wait,
they're saying what exactly? Wait, hold on. Wait, they're saying tough what?
Tuffy Kaboombas.
Tuffy Kaboombas.
That was the cereal that Barry was just
like
eating.
Tough luck.
Okay. That's Russian, really?
Yeah. That's not Russian.
Okay.
Suka.
It's Pig close. Latin. No.
You know, it's something I kind of, and actually I learned it from my Russian teachers, but it's not Russian. It just means tough crap.
Huh.
Tuffy Kaboombas.
Nothing kaboombas. See, we learned something every
day. Do the people on Scuba Board talk nicely about Greg? Do they think he's pretty?
Greg who?
Do they think I'm pretty? I must know. I must know now.
Greg would have to.
I'll never find out. Tough kaboombas to me, evidently.
Wow. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man. Doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Well, thank you. I think I am Greg the Dive Master. This is Scuba Radio. So
take it, Scooby Doo.
Oh, okay. CJ's here with me.
Oh, this is Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about scuba.
Right. Cool. And where you can go, or when the islands are going to open. We are going to talk about that. I actually got my hands on a new map from the Dive God.
Was it buried?
No. It was not buried. But I did have someone. Did you see the meme of all the X's at the grocery store? And it just said, "This is a terrible time to be a pirate." Oh, hilarious! Oh, those wacky funsters. They're jokesters, I tell you.
Obviously, really. He's not a pirate.
Yeah. I don't think he, I don't think he is. I laugh, but I'm not a pirate, right? If you're a pirate, I guess it would be a little hurtful, and I apologize to all pirates listening right now. Anyway.
Update the song, The Pirate Turned 63.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to say it.
Moving on.
Moving on,
I'm
right.
I'm not going to say it. Don't say it.
I did get an update on mermaids this week. For those folks that don't know, we have our pod of Scuba Radio mermaids, and they originate...
None of which are here today.
True. They originate from the original Weeki Wachee mermaids. That's where this whole thing started when we started kind of, I don't know, we kind of broke away from the Weeki Wachee mermaid.
Interestingly, Weeki Wachee is Native American for hubba hubba.
I don't think that's accurate. However... the town of Weeki Wachee Springs, Florida, population 13. When I was there, it was population 12, so they had grown by one, has been dissolved.
In acid?
No, no.
Does that mean the court order is no longer in effect, Greg?
The court order of what, Bubble Boy?
Banning us from...
Banning us from Weeki Wachee.
Well, yeah, possibly. Yeah,
Road trip!
Let's go back.
Road trip.
It was always kind of a novel thing that Weeki Wachee had this park of mermaids, underwater mermaids, put on these shows. It's a classic Florida attraction from back in the 50s. And the town was incorporated and of population 12. And so it's always been a novel thing. Now, the people that lived there that kind of were involved with the Weeki Wachee Park or helping run it and that kind of thing were colorful. It would be a mild way to describe it. But it ends up that they finally got busted for some type of corruption issue, and the state came in and took control of the park a few years ago and kind of saved the mermaid shows. But the park itself and the city were still under a suspicion of a lot of money disappearing somewhere. And, I'm not going to go into detail, but I'll tell you, when we dealt with them back in the day, I didn't quite understand what the hell was going on, but something didn't seem right to me.
You know, they still have a website.
Yeah.
Thanks, Perry.
It's the only thing that survives.
Yeah, well...
everybody got fired, so they can't take it down.
The springs are run by the state of Florida now. But the city of Weeki Wachee has evidently been dissolved under a cloud of mismanagement and corruption. Dum, dum, dum.
You know, Terry.
So I don't know what exactly they finally got busted on, but they've dissolved the city and it's been absorbed by Hernando County. So there's no official Weeki Wachee Springs city.
So all that
anymore.
Money they gave you, Greg, you just going to hang on to that?
Okay. We'll edit that out in post.
Greg, did I just say that on the last break or no?
Say what?
What you just repeated about the Weeki Wachee got...
No, you were thinking that, Walt.
You were thinking this, and he projected into the future, and it kind of invaded my mind, and I blurted it out. Thank you, Walt. Thank you for that.
All right.
What is happening here? What is going on?
I think that's Julio.
They have a mermaid getting ready to come on.
Uh-oh. All right.
You know what surprised me the most when I first met those Weeki Wachee mermaids years ago?
What was that?
They're not nearly as slimy as I thought they would be.
Yeah, well, are you talking about the mucous membrane part? Yeah.
No one is as slimy as you, CJ.
Uh-huh.
What surprised me is how cold the water board. Is over there.
Oh, golly. All right. Well, anyway, but the good news is the mermaid shows will go on. They have made that announcement that they're starting to open the park back up, and they will continue the mermaid shows, even though the town of Weeki Wachee is shutting down.
Are they still going to be sucking on hoses?
Possibly. That's how they do it. That's how they multiply.
You're going to take away the magic here.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to take away the match, but that's how it went from population 12 to 13. It started with a hose.
Have they opened it up to diving at all? I know that
not yet. I don't think, especially right now, that's a big question mark. It's just open to kayaking and things like that and have a concession. But the diving access, and now that, maybe it will, being that it's Hernando County, there'll be new people to talk to it, possibly.
That was so fun. Remember when the Bubble Boy fed the fish? One of our last trips up there.
Yeah.
That mermaid breakfast. I lost my mermaid breakfast.
Right. And the fish ate it.
Playing
all
around with Greg's scooters underwater. Yeah, doing good
times. Good times. Yeah. We might be able to recreate that magic someday. We'll see. A diver can hope. On that note, we'll wrap things up for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Better. Yay! Safe diving, everyone. You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. I'm yelling.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.